Dean Richards is here with Entertainment News, and this is a nice honor, a nice tribute. George Wendt, one of Chicago's very own.
Yeah, I had a feeling that something like this was going to happen, and now we know the details about the street naming for this native Southsider. Grew up in the Beverly neighborhood, lived there, went to church there, and now the street between 91st and 92nd on South Bell will be named George Wendt Way starting Sunday, October the 19th. They're going to have a ceremony, unveiling ceremony, following the Mass, the 11 a.m. Mass at Christ the King Parish that George attended when he was in town, the parish where he grew up. So that's going to be a week from Sunday, the 19th, basically at 12 o'clock, 91st and Bell. And then there's going to be a private memorial that'll take place at Second City on Well Street the next day, where George spent the early part of his comedy career. And there's supposed to be some pretty big comedy names attending with that, some that I've heard, not completely confirmed, so I won't mention, but that's going to be a pretty big star-studded event of people who admire George and were friends with him forever.
And we'll toast to him with a beer, I'm sure.
Very nice.
We are hearing a little more about Dolly Parton's health, and it doesn't sound serious, does it?
No, but her sister made it sound kind of serious yesterday when she posted a message saying, "Pray for Dolly." She's asking others to pray for Dolly, who has been under the weather for a couple of weeks now. The reaction to all of that, you know, was through the roof of people who thought something very, very bad was happening. So just a few hours after the original post, the sister Frida reposted, saying she didn't mean to scare anyone or to make it sound so serious. She said Dolly is under the weather, and she was simply asking for prayers for Dolly because she believes in the power of prayer. Fact of the matter is that Dolly Parton is dealing with kidney stones right now and has been advised to rest. She's going to be undergoing procedures to fix that, but that she has had to cancel or postpone concerts and appearances as a result. So if you heard those original messages yesterday, not as serious as they were making it sound. Dolly can't wait to get back on stage again.
And I'm sure she will soon. We're hearing about George Clooney's life these days. He's in France, right?
He moved to France, not really for political reasons, as a lot of people have been talking about. But he said he didn't want to raise his kids in Hollywood. He didn't want he's got twins, and said that he grew up on a farm, that he wanted his kids to grow up on a farm away from Hollywood culture, away from celebrity culture. He says, "We live on a farm in France. A good portion of my life was growing up on a farm, and as a kid, I hated the idea. But for my kids now, at least they're not on their iPads. They have dinner with their grown-ups. They take their dishes into the kitchen when they're done. They have a much better life." So that's his main concern, is getting away from this crazy culture that, I perpetuate with what's...
Yeah, Hollywood.
Sorry, George.
Hollywood's not quite normal, though. He could have just gone to Pasadena, but, if you're George Clooney, you go to France.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. But doesn't he have a villa in Italy also?
Yes.
I think he has his own island in Italy.
Lake Cuomo, right?
Yeah. He could have, there's any number of lovely places where he could have gone to the Dells. The Dells are very nice.
We were talking about Bob Ross earlier. A lot of people feel that his television programs were conducive to sleep. And his paintings, still popular.
His His shows are very relaxing.
Yes, they are.
You have to admit, when you watch these reruns now, you know, he passed away in 1995. His show went off in 1994. So, you know, what we're seeing inducing our sleep now is over 20 years old, these old shows, but still super popular. He had the show that was called The Joy of Painting that ran for 11 years on PBS, where he would create these beautiful pieces of art in less than 30 minutes. And many of these paintings are going up for auction now in order to benefit PBS, because federal funding was taken away from public broadcasting. And Bob Ross, all these years after his show is off the air, after he has passed away, is still contributing to PBS. So these paintings are going to go up on the auction block. The entire collection, they say, could bring in more than $1 million for PBS. I'm still working. If I had hair, I would wear it exactly the way that he did, with that super perm that he is now so famous for.
I wonder if his paintings are as relaxing as his television programs. You put them in your bedroom there. What's new on TV, on the streaming channels?
Well, I'm going to start off with documentaries this week. There's a lot of other stuff. But by far, my pick of the week is this new documentary called John Candy, I Like Me, which is a look at the career and the legacy of one of the funniest guys ever, veteran of the old SCTV series, beloved icon of comedy movies, both as a supporting character and his own movies. Who can forget the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin?
Yeah, it was so great.
Those are not pillows. One of the great lines of all time. If you're a fan of John Candy, this is absolute must watch for you. It'll start streaming Friday on Amazon Prime. If you are a fan of Ozzy Osbourne, one of the documentaries coming out since his passing is out this week. Ozzy, No Escape From Now, chronicles Ozzy Osbourne's fight to overcome his declining health and his return to the stage for one last show. That is streaming now on Paramount Plus. Now, we also have some new movies this week. One of them from Keira Knightley, who plays a journalist covering a charity cruise on a luxury yacht, when she stumbles onto a mystery, a woman falling overboard. Oscar nominee Guy Pearce co-stars with her in The Woman in Cabin 10. That begins streaming Friday on Netflix. There is kind of a twist on the classic rom-com You've Got Mail that's called Maintenance Required, in which the owner of an all-female repair shop finds out that her online love is actually the owner of a rival repair shop trying to put her out of business. That is streaming now on Amazon Prime. One of the big hits of the summertime, the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, begins streaming Friday on Peacock. For the whole family, that's a pretty great film. For new streaming series this week, Jason Clarke has got one that is called The Last Frontier. He plays a U.S. Marshal hunting for escaped convicts after a plane crash in the Alaskan wilderness. That starts Friday on Apple TV+. We've got the series called Boots, premiering tomorrow on Netflix, about a recent high school graduate in search of direction who gets more than he bargained for when he joins the Marines. There is Wizards Beyond Waverly Place, the teen wizards returning for season two of this. That starts on Disney Plus. And a couple of Halloween offerings this week. If you're a Halloween foodie, there is It Cake, the Halloween edition, which some top chefs whip up some spooky cake creations. It's actually pretty amazing what they're able to create. You can see that on Netflix. If you're a fan of Family Guy, they've got a new Halloween special this week. And every week between now and Halloween, I'm going to offer up one of my favorite Halloween movies I think you should check out. If you haven't seen the original Frankenstein, this is from 1931. You know, this film is like, what, 95 years old or something like that? Hmm. Still holds up as one of the greatest horror movies of all time, with Boris Karloff in the title role. It is just classic from start to finish. That is streaming on Prime Video.
Yeah, the monster had a soft side, we find out in that movie, don't we?
It's alive. Yeah. It's alive. It's alive.
It's chicken pot pie weather, isn't it?
Yeah, thank goodness it finally got cool. It'd be weird to be making chicken pot pie in 90-degree weather. But with this chilly weather that we've gotten, certainly we're going to get more of it. Thought I would do some chicken pot pies today, but I'm doing it in a casserole style. Not individual pies, but casserole style. Super easy to make, super delicious, and perfect for this weather. I'll be cooking up a storm today, coming up at about 9:35 this morning.
Dean Cooks on WGN-TV. Thank you, Dean. Bye.